Two medieval armored combat world championships are happening this weekend in Europe. You know, if they need theme music, BJ Lederman writes ours. Hundreds of people are fighting in full armor with swords, shields, and other implements of historical mayhem. Among those competing are several members of a team from Colorado, the Wardens. Shauna Lewis, with member station KRCC in Colorado Springs, has this report on their training and preparation.
The sound of sword strikes echoes through the towering pine trees in Black Forest, just north of Colorado Springs. This is not choreographed reenactment or costume performance. It's the real thing, though the weapons are not sharp.
Just got beat into the ground and threw some people around. I loved it. I couldn't wipe a smile off my face, no matter what happened to me.
That's Colorado Warden Jeff Lexa talking about the first time he fought in armor.
We're doing this for sport, as they did back then. That's the historical root of this, to replicate combat, but not to actually kill each other.
Lexa says his armor, called a kit, is based on a style from the early 16th century and weighs close to 100 pounds. He uses it when he competes in team melees. That's when as many as 300 armored combatants take the field to battle it out. There are also one-on-one duels, a specialty for national champion Shoshana Shellens. Her black and steel gray kit weighs about 45 pounds, which she says allows for better mobility and visibility.
Everything fits into the bag, a bit like Tetris. I'm removing my greaves, which are the shin protection, and my cuisses, which are the thigh and knee protection. These are made of steel, while my brigandine chest armor is actually made with titanium. My helmet is a German clap visor.
There's also some modern gel padding that goes under some of that armor.
This keeps the armor from abusing me when the armor is hit against me.
The kit has to meet authenticity standards for competition set by governing bodies. Most of them buy their gear from professional armorers. It can cost around $2,000, and that's just a starting point. But some, like Ian Webb, prefer to make part or all of their kits themselves.
Because I'm a big guy, I recognize that I'm going to be a very large target, so I wanted a kit that's going to protect me in any case whatsoever.
At 6'7", 300 pounds, Webb often fights using a poleaxe, which is a long-shafted staff topped with an axe head. He and others practice using a stationary target called a pell, in this case, a stack of tires. Webb and fellow warden Travis Tuning describe what it's like inside a suit of armor during a melee.
If it's all really muffled, you're hearing dunk, dunk, dunk. You hear your own heartbeat. Feel your own breath. You're just so focused on what you're doing, the pains that you feel when somebody strikes you, the exhaustion in your lungs.
You're breathing in the smell of the dirt, the sweat, and like you have all the metal and leather in your nose. All you hear is these other dudes clanking around you. You get this huge rush of excitement and happiness and like adrenaline.
Tuning calls it armored mixed martial arts.
I do the nerdiest version of MMA that you could possibly imagine, and it's awesome.
It is a sport that combines nerd and jock. Some people come to it because they grew up fighting imaginary dragons with broomstick swords and trash can lids for shields, or because they're interested in history or it keeps them fit and strong. Members of the Colorado Wardens say what keeps them going is the camaraderie and support they share with each other. Shellens is competing in the women's sword and shield events in Europe this week, while Webb and Lexa qualified to join other U.S. fighters in various team melees. For NPR News, I'm Shauna Lewis.